Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And tonight, I'm going to be joined by the homie. Y'all might know him as Peter Spaceman. I just know him as the dude that threw a snake in my lap long time ago. And I'm still mad at him about that, but we ain't going to talk about that. Anyway, if you want to call in, the call-in number is 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you want to holler at me and the homie Peter Spaceman, and I'll be joined a little bit later on by my lovely co-host, Miss Drama, of course. But in the meanwhile, I guess we can get this dude on the phone and talk a little bit. Yo, what's up, man? How you doing?
Oh, man, it's all good.
All right, well welcome back. Oh, I'm good, and you know it's always good to have you on the show, since you've been the first guy I ever interviewed, and the fact that I've known you since we was like forever young don't hurt.
Yeah, it's been a long time, man. People out there, we've been friends for a long time.
Long, way back before the cavemen was clubbing their girls upside the head.
You know, this is what true friendship is all about, people.
All right, and speaking of a true friendship, man, what's going on? I mean, I see the music. Well, I hear the music. I see the dope video. Tell me about the new direction. Well, not necessarily the new direction, but just how y'all coming this year.
Well, man, you know, them boys, man, they didn't put it together. HISD and Radio Galaxy, they got together via a little advice from the great Ninth Wonder. And you know, with the help of a few other cats, you know, Ali Sheed Muhammad and Maceo from De La and Quest and now you have the collective that's, you know, called the Hue, you know, and they released Drive and then now Slick, and, you know, they just got featured on Fox 26. In the Houston market.
So, now I know for me, I mean, you know, being that I know y'all and I know these cats and, you know, how hard they work, and being that I've known them forever, you know, I can't be anything but proud, because, you know, obviously it's a beautiful thing to see people that you know making great music and seeing their hard work starting to be rewarded with the notoriety that they've deserved since day one.
Right. And they definitely starting to get that respect. iHeart Radio, Celestial Radio out here, one of the stations out here is, I'm going to be profiling them tomorrow. So that's huge. You know, that's really huge for them. You know, they got a big event coming up March 6th, and they're releasing, you know, the singles, four of the singles. and their team is, you know, they put it together, man. And the sound is crazy. When the record comes, it's going to be nuts. You know, that's a special group of people. Space Bunny Jefferson is really, really, really on point. She brings
speaking of Space Bunny, I got to say, you know, she reminds me so much of like a Lauryn Hill, you know, I mean, because one, she's got lyrics, and two, she can sing. I mean, she's got that special voice. It just like, it like draws me in. It's, you know, a very soothing voice.
Yeah, yeah. Even when she talks, the way she—I mean, her sound, like just her talk is like really, really milky too. Like it's, yeah, it's, yeah, you know, it's a clever dynamic that they've put together that was, you know, organically assembled. You know, if I would say, you know, watching it formulate. You know.
Yeah, I mean they've been at it. Yeah, they've been at it for a minute now, and you know, to see the evolution of the group, you know, starting from the Gold Room on till where they are now with the sound and how the rhymes have gotten progressively better, the music's gotten progressively better, even though I will still say The District is a hip hop classic that probably been slept on way too much. I mean, but being that it's underground hit, I mean, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting as they progress to that next level, and it's happening fast, what people do when they go back to that record. Because they're gonna go back to that record and they're gonna gravitate it like it's something brand new.
All right, so, you know, so I know, I mean, we got two singles now. When is the album coming out? I mean, because I, you know, obviously I'm dying to hear what's next, because these first two got me real thirsty.
I know in March, you know, they be trying to keep that stuff a secret, you know. Me, I be trying to infiltrate, you know, but I know in March it's sometime in March. Like I said, we got the big event in March. You know, it's a few big things on the horizon, with some companies, you know, that they are you know, paralleling themselves with. And so, you know, around that March time, you know, it's, you know, you're going to have something special to hit the airwaves. And you know, I think they're going to make so much noise. People going to, you know, it's going to be that same feeling, you know, for all you guys out there. If I can put it in perspective, just remember how you felt when Tribe Called Quest dropped that Electric Relaxation.
I don't think a lot of the listeners nowadays was really there for when Tribe Called Quest dropped Electric Relaxation. You know those albums are like 25 years old.
Well, the people that was old enough to know what that felt like is coming back of today.
Well, I mean,
it's that of today.
Right. Well, you know, I've always said, you know, the music comes in cycles. And speaking of Tribe, I mean, that was one of Q-Tip's lines, you know, things go in cycles. And so, you know,
yeah.
we had We had the
just
the
like Bobby was amping like Michael.
Exactly. Yeah. And now we have the disco era of rap that's like hopefully coming to an end, and we can get away from this drag queen rap that's going on and start getting back to real hip hop and not everybody auto tuning and of course committing all kinds of rap atrocities, I would call it.
I'm not gonna say hip hop.
And then, you know, of course I see everyone's upset about trash artists winning the Grammys. I'm like, well, look, if they're going to be a comparison between trash, they're going to pick their mainstream trash over your mainstream trash. Kind of no-brainer, right?
Yeah, very true. That's very true.
I mean, you know, and I mean, we keep hearing about it, and, you know, we talk about the Grammys right now, and then, you know, you hear about the Oscars. Oh, the Oscars is the whitest. And I'm like, I mean, why complain about stuff if you're not going to make your own?
If you're not going to be innovative. You know? I mean, they was joking about it. Your boy, he joked about it. I mean, he had jokes about it. Like, I mean, we can't complain about something if you ain't willing to change the game. Like, change the game.
Ain't
that what DJ Quick did? He said, I'm changing the game.
Yeah.
That's what the Quick just said. And you know what? People loved they loved that lane he was in. You know? Yeah. He's still one of my guys.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's one of the things, you know? You gotta be willing to stand out and be an individual. You can't be mad if you can't stand out doing the same thing that everybody and their mama doing.
Yeah.
But we gonna move off this because this is making me depressed and I'm gonna want to cry. now I know you. I read something, Bill Cosby. You know, about everything that's happening with him. I know you've met him, whatnot. And Eddie Murphy got some flack for not trying to parody Bill Cosby. And
you know,
I read an article talking about how it's over for Eddie when he doesn't want to make fun of Bill Cosby. And I'm sitting up there like, nah, just because he don't want to participate in your trash, now all of a sudden he's done.
Well,
I want your perspective on that.
I'm proud of Eddie for honoring our great black leaders. And, you know, all of this whole dynamic, and if you just look at the structure of how this shit works, excuse my language, but
you can say shit. I don't have to worry about the FCC.
Oh,
shit is very acceptable, actually.
Yeah, when you know when we're trying to motivate some kind of positivity in our culture, sometimes. And I am a diversified dude. Love diversity, travel the world, love being in other countries with other cultures and the whole thing. But when we trying to motivate that strength of growth for young black males, Bill Cosby was one of the most diverse men. White folks, everybody loved him. He taught you how to be a father and all that stuff. And now you got these people coming out the woodworks for what and where and when, you know, and the people that's been around him hadn't seen none of this. Well, it looks like a setup because he's not accepting.
25 years later? I'm like,
yeah.
25 years later? It's like everybody's coming out.
Damn near in his 80s?
Right.
When he's in his damn near in his 80s?
Right.
You want to destroy his whole career? No. No. You're making that up. You are selfish, and mean, and it was something that he decided he wasn't gonna do, and you know it's the objective of ruin, and because guys like Eddie, and Eddie said, man, hell no, I ain't doing that. I don't believe that. I'm not presenting myself to y'all like that. If it wasn't for me anyway, Saturday Night Live was for the fall, and if it wasn't for me, Eddie, and you're going to come on here and try to make.
Okay. Well, it seems we lost the homie here, but we will get him back. In the meanwhile, we're going to take a break here, and we're going to listen to a song. We're going to drop the single, my favorite song, actually, from the Hue, Drive.
Oh.
drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right. Welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That, of course, was the Hue Drive. Off an album that I cannot wait to hear, because it is definitely off the chain. Well, the first singles I've heard, and of course, you will get to hear them too here, right here at Smooth Drama. Speaking of which, I got my man back. Welcome back, man.
What up?
And for those of you who don't know, I got the homie Peter Spaceman coming back from Jupiter to hang out with us here on Earth.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, you had your point about Cosby. You want to finish that up before we move on?
Yeah, so, and like, you know, Cosby, been around him, great man. Want to help, has always been helped. Big ups to Eddie Murphy for being man enough to know when a joke is not a joke and not kick a man when he's so-called down. You can't kick a man that's down that's been doing it right for a long time. And God bless and mass support, you know.
But, and, you know, speaking of that, I mean, I don't think Bill Cosby – see, because they'll say he's down, but I'm like, you know, when you're accused of something falsely and you know it's false and everybody knows it's false, although I can't say every – I mean, obviously, we don't know everything that's going on. I mean, everybody's got dirt on them. But, I mean, it's always suspicious when 500 people – come out 25 years later.
Exactly.
I mean, that's a conspiracy, if ever there was.
Yeah. What makes you come out now, all together? Yeah, that sounds conspiracy. Yeah, like that's I told somebody that. I was like, if it was one or two people, then I gotta go have a talk with my guy. Like, what's popping, man? But when 30 people come out of the woodworks, and I, you know what? And I liken it to this. I was watching one of them little, you know, them, you know, caught on tape videos, and it was in New York, and the dude, they faked the, I had one of the buses fake an accident. And
okay.
They faked the accident, and it was, literally, it was probably like 15 to 20 people that ran onto the bus so they can act like they was hurt when they saw the bus crash. Like, really? And it's just like that. You got 15, 20 people running on the bus and they walking out like they hurt. No, y'all lying. Y'all are lying. I know you're lying.
Camera. Right, on camera too. But I mean, that's the society. Folks who ain't got no buzz is trying to get a little buzz at somebody else's expense.
Exactly.
God bless America, right? And speaking of God bless America, you know, Geraldo Rivera, I don't know if you heard what he had to say, which, I mean, I heard it, I read it, and I'm like, really? This dude comes out and says that hip-hop in the last 10 years has done worse to black people than racism in America. And I'm like, really? I'm like, last time I checked, P, I don't think hip hop had me in chains, had Jim Crow laws or any of that other stuff. Last time I checked, I mean, in the last 10 years.
That's deep, though. I mean,
yeah.
That's a deep statement. I mean, for outsider, for a guy to say, you know, where he feel like it's that bad. Like, he feel like it's that bad.
Well,
like, if he was the last 20 years, but he must be listening. He must be a listener to the music. And
please.
He must be like, no, nah, you know, maybe this way you don't think he listens to the music, but he be listening.
Geraldo,
maybe he's listening to the music.
Look, last time I checked, Ain't he the guy that was the shock jock, and now that he ain't got no show or anything to stay relevant?
Nah, look, I remember this about Geraldo. He was fighting them Ku Klux Klan dudes. He was fighting.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah, but he brought them on his show in the first place. I mean, look. Yeah,
to expose him, but he wasn't no punk about it.
All
right. He wanted more to expose him.
I'm not saying he a punk. I'm just saying that I don't agree. I don't agree with his analogy. Yeah, hip-hop has been bad in the past. I won't say it's hip-hop. I'm going to say this is that rap and bullshit. Drag queen rap, as I started off the conversation saying.
Drag queen rap.
Come on, you know it's drag queen.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they was trying to hip hop. You know, they was trying to do some hip hop.
No,
I don't understand it.
And look, growling is not hip hop. I mean, and you listen to a song. I mean, I can listen to a song like 4 or 5 times and not know what the hell the dude's saying. I'm like, you're not speaking English. I'm sorry. And I mean, you know me. I'm not even a big fan of my oppressors, anything. Language, whatever. But at the same time, say something that I understand. I mean, maybe it's a generation.
You know, like the Kulo song,
right? I don't get it, man. I know it's not for me, but I should be able to understand something.
You should be able to understand something, huh?
All right,
I feel you. Let me ask you this. You know, we've been friends for a long time. Would it be different if there was balance out there? Would it be a different, that would you feel a little different about it if there was some balance out there?
Well, I mean, that's the point. See, because I'm not one of them cats that's going to say, oh, my generation was better than yours. Like, we didn't have whack rappers. No, we had a bunch of whack rappers. But the diversity that the diversity that you speak of was prevalent because we could go to the club and you could hear quote unquote underground rap. I mean, I remember when Ice-T and Ice Cube were platinum without radio play. I remember going.
Yep.
Everywhere we went, you could hear Brand Nubian. Their gold without being played on the radio. And
that's the point.
You don't necessarily need radio. I mean, because you listen to the radio and you listen to these cats now, there's no, I mean, you don't need that for the streets, but we don't even have, we got like all underground rappers who can't get no love anywhere.
I agree with. But you know what? Is that whose fault is that? Is that the rappers, the new rappers, or is that the DJs? Because the DJs used to hide their junk. Like, they was trying to break hot music, new music, innovative music, the first sound. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like if somebody brought Slick to Jazzy or Slick to, you know, some of these cats, so-called DJ cats, Man, these dudes would have broke that record. They'd have broke that record, and it was about being the first to break the record. It was, you know, but now, like the DJs, I think, have lost their mojo because they stopped breaking music. They stopped wanting to play innovative music. They kind of fell into the boat the same way. You know, the DJ used to, you know, used to play the music. Like, I mean, you can listen to the X-Clan.
The music that people wanted to hear. Not just, well, you know, they pay me to play this, so I'm going to play this. And you won't even sneak in no realness? I mean, but I will say this, and then I'm going to ask you this question. Do you think these dudes, DJs, that you're indicting, as well as artists, do you think they even know what real is anymore? Because Yeah, but see, you're looking at it from a perspective where we were kind of there when hip hop was raw, and even the mainstream cats could tear a hole in somebody. As opposed to now, these guys, they don't. It's not about I'm spitting these hardcore lyrics. It's about I made a nice song and. That's what it is. It's played on the radio. Ain't no ferocity in the game. There ain't nobody who, like, I want to step on your neck. I mean, you have your Kendrick Lamars and, you know, in the mainstream. But as far as, like, you say the diversity, there is none. Because you'll have one Kendrick Lamar and then you'll have 85 other cats.
That's relatively almost the same sound and same dynamic. I agree. I mean, they pinned it down, like, you know, and hopefully, you know, hopefully it's the internet and all stuff has brought it out so where they feel like, you know what, the new era is let's find new sounds and let's innovate the game. Like, you know, I watch I go to the war shows, watch stuff that, you know, try to watch the dynamic of the change. And, you know, I think maybe people are open now. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm hoping for, like, the whole open thing of finding new innovative stuff, you know, even in the R&B sector, like the whole thing, like, needs to be open to the dynamic of you know, of
real music.
Good music and
real music.
I guess if you want to call it real music, I mean, if in their minds they believe they're making something that's like heat, like in their minds they believe it's really heat, and then they got a fan base that says, I think it's heat. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just looking for, like, innovation and balance, and, you know, everybody, it was no group that was one or the same. Like, you know what I'm saying? LL was not like Kane. Kane was not like Heavy D.
Right.
You know, from the group sector. X-Clan was not like De La. De La was not like as close as you would like to think them cats from the Flavor Unit was the same. They wasn't. Jungle Brothers was not De La. De La was not Tribe. You know, it was not the same. Now, they meshed the same, but it was not the same. They was crazy individuality.
Right. They all had different sounds, different rap styles. I mean, they were, as you said earlier, diverse. They were diversified in their topics. In their music.
And that's what I'm looking for. Because shoot, at the right party, I'm a rock to what's the boy's name to make this dope crazy song, Kulo. I don't even know what the hell he's saying, but at the right party, I'm rocking to that. I'm gonna dance to it and bob my head to it. You know,
please,
at the right
please,
party.
Please, Please tell me you ain't out there dancing no more, right? You ain't that old man we used to laugh at.
Hey man, I can dance, dog. You know I'm a stepper, dog. So I be stepping, man. I'm a Chicago stepper now, dog. I gotta get a, you know, get somebody, you know, spin them around and do the dance and stuff. You know?
Okay, Chicago step around. Now, I mean, we talked about it, and what? 6 years later, it's finally here. Mayweather Pac-Man. Now, I know you're going. Seems like we have lost him again, so let's get him back here. Because we definitely need to talk about this Mayweather Pac-Man. All right. All right.
Goodbye.
You there? Not there. So let us try this again and see if we can get it. Because, I mean, I have my opinions, and I'm guessing that he has his opinions also.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, I'm asking you, May 2nd, Mayweather, Pac-Man. I know you're going. Who you got?
Man, I got the Mayweather, dog. And I'm going to be in Vegas. Penthouse, baby! Come holla! Hey, dog, you know, I turned 45. I still look like I'm... They told me I look like I was 32 the other day. They said... That's what they said, man.
All right, so I mean, you say Mayweather, but why?
Yeah, I think Mayweather. I think I think Pacquiao gonna come out. He gonna swing. You know, it reminds me of what this fight reminds me of. I think Pacquiao gonna come out. He gonna swing a bunch of times. He's gonna miss a lot. And Mayweather's going to hit him a bunch of times. And it'll be a good fight. They'll fight and they'll feel each other out the first couple rounds and move around. Their adrenaline's going to be flowing and they'll have some great rounds. But I think at the end of the day, Pacquiao's kind of going to do what Roberto Duran did with Sugar Ray Leonard. He'll hit him a lot and he'll move and he won't be able to do some of the things that he's used to doing.
You forget that Roberto Duran beat Sugar Ray the first time.
No, well, I'm talking about the fight where he couldn't find him.
that was the second fight. But we also talking about Sugar Ray in his prime as opposed to where Mayweather is. Mayweather is 38, and I don't know if you've noticed.
He's 38, but you cannot front on that dude's work.
I've seen him since the beginning.
That dude's work ethic is off the chain.
Yeah, but he's been touched lately. He's been touched lately. So, I mean...
Yeah, I mean, but Pacquiao ain't no young snooper either, and he done been knocked around a little bit. Pacquiao now.
Now, I'm playing
dumb. I
picked Mayweather in the fight. I've always thought that he would have won easily, but I don't know. It seems to me over the years, he didn't feel that way because the fight's been done a couple times. And he's the one who threw
well,
it away.
Well, I'm not. Here's the problem. I'm not finna blame Mayweather. Pacquiao, if you are not the champion, you're not. You can't come in and dictate nothing. And if Pacquiao thought in his heart, like it's devil's advocate, if you really thought you was the guy, take $20 million, dog. What's the difference? Win the title and then now you in the upper hand. He got to come back and fight for what you want.
He
didn't want to fight either, right?
Oh, no. When we talk about 2009, that fight would have probably made $400 million. Remember, that's when they both where, I mean, Pacquiao was on that streak of knocking everybody out, and Mayweather was looking invincible. If they would have fought in 2009, they would have the record. I mean, there's no doubt that fight would have did 400, maybe 500 million.
They're going to make a lot of money this fight. I don't know where we at. I don't know where we at number-wise. But they sold out that MGM in 15 minutes.
Right. I mean, it's going to be all celebrities there. But I'm talking about, and what I'm saying here is, at that point, they were both in their prime.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. You're right. It would have been nice to see them fight young.
Right.
I get that. Like, that was, I mean, and we, you know what, I just had this conversation with a couple other people. And you're right. Like, back then, man, them dudes all fought each other. They figured out a way to fight each other and make it work, you know, from the heavyweights to the, you know, to the light feather. All them dudes figured, you know, Hagler, they all figured out a way to fight each other. And, you know, this group of people, and I don't know what happened to how that works. I don't know, you know, it's like the whole heavyweight game. I mean, what's missing? Is it the character of the heavyweights, or is it the skill of the heavyweights? You know, I don't know. I was so disgusted with boxing when Roy Jones went down and took a dive. I was done.
Man, he didn't take no dive.
The next week he was on Girls Gone Wild, dog. I was done, man. I could not take that, man. He hurt me, dog. That was hurt. He was on Girls Gone Wild, dog, the next week.
Anyway,
you don't get waxed and then go on Girls Gone Wild.
Hold on. Miss Drama, welcome in.
Yes, sir. Here I am.
All right, Miss Drama. You're talking to, of course, me and the homie P the Spaceman. Say hi.
Hey, Spaceman.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, real good.
We're talking about the fight that we all trying to be in Vegas for. Maybe we should do a live Smooth Drama show while we down there in Vegas. What y'all think?
That's what we need to do.
That's a beautiful thought.
Yeah, we can, you know.
That's what we need to do.
We can be down there. We can just pull folks. We can have live 2-hour show. Just have folks coming in and out. Since I'm guessing anybody who's invited.
We can do that because there's going to be a lot of people there. I think, you know, that's a prime opportunity.
Well, I'm gonna ask you.
Oh, it's crazy.
Because I've already asked Mr. Spaceman here who he got in the fight. Who you got in the fight?
It's Mayweather and Pacquiao, right?
Yeah. Right.
No, probably Mayweather, because Pacquiao.
Probably.
What's
probably?
Because I just haven't made a concrete decision just yet. More than likely, you know how I am. You know what I'm saying?
So you got to study the analytics.
I have to analyze. I have to overanalyze. Yes, there are steps to this. And so it more than likely Mayweather.
Okay. So we already then all said Mayweather.
Yeah.
So that means
probably.
That he's going to lose. And when
he's
he loses,
win.
If he loses, is you and P's fault?
He can't lose.
Yeah, I'm blaming y'all if he loses. Pac-Man wins.
The Maple.
No, I said if he loses, it's y'all two's fault.
That makes no sense.
Everything is on point. That's my birthday weekend. Everything is going to be on point.
Well,
you're a Taurus?
Yes, I'm a Taurus.
Are we going to go through the zodiac sign thing?
What's your zodiac sign? Yeah, my name is Larry. Aquarius. What they know about that, boy? What y'all know about that song?
I don't want to know nothing.
Must be a special lady. And a very exciting girl. Y'all don't know nothing about that. That was the heat.
Yeah, I'm about to hang up on you, man. We can't have you singing on the air.
Man.
I caught it the wrong time.
Really? Really? Yeah. First of all, that was the heat.
Yeah.
I was going to be talking about zodiac signs. That song was the heat.
Yeah, that was the heat when they were singing it, not when you were singing it.
Hey, man, we ain't talking about all that right now. I'm just giving you a synopsis of a classic. Can we stay focused on what the classic?
We gonna stay, as a matter of fact, we gonna get back on focus. Now, speaking of the heat, the Hue album, you say it's sometime in March. Do we even have a name? Do I get like a premiere album something? I mean, what happened?
The name is Aurora.
Okay.
You know it's deep. You know it's deep.
Aurora.
It's deep.
But you still,
yeah.
I can't tie you down to a date. It's just a release party and that's it.
No, I mean, you know how they do me. They be hiding stuff from me. I got to go investigate. Look, here's the deal. I'm going to go do some investigation this week. This weekend, I'm going to do some investigation. And then I'm going to come back with some leakage.
All right.
Can't tell them where it came from, though.
All right, but you have done no leakage for me. I haven't got any leakage. It's been like a year.
Oh, okay. I'm going to go.
Lack of leaking. Your leaking.
I'm going to go hard. I'm going to go hard. Give me till Monday. I'm going to go hard and get some stuff, you know. Go over there and investigate, you know. And I'll bring some stuff.
All right.
Present
now,
some extras.
All right, because, you know, Ms. Rama is really, 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 really into leakage.
I got you. That's what's up.
Yeah, she's got a
message. I got you.
That says leakage.
Exclusive leakage.
Exclusive leakage.
I'll be doing that.
Yeah.
I'll be finding that. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to do some work. Let me do some work now. I got to put on my, my James Bond gear and do some work.
All right. I mean, now the weekend of May 2nd. What we looking at? Because we
looking at
some VIP treatment, right, Ms. Drama?
I got you.
I need VIP.
I got you. Now I'm trying to get the book, the group book that weekend too. So I'm working on a couple situations and. Hopefully I get the phone call tomorrow where they're going to be performing on about three different stages in Vegas. You know, so y'all out there in the Vegas and the LAs and all the people that's coming from around the country, stay tuned, trying to make that happen. But, yeah, y'all good. You know, we got the penthouse and, come in and, I have some nice little media situation for y'all to do some interviews with some with some big time people.
Okay. Sounds cute.
Mm-hmm. That sounds really, really cute.
Real cute.
Yeah, we're having some fun.
All tingly inside. Now, we've been talking about the Hugh, you know, which is my homies HISD and Radio Galaxy. What else is on tap? I mean, because I know Peace of Mind got a little bit more than two groups.
He got a few other techniques involved. I mean, you know, the collective has really been focused on oneself right now. So, but you got a Ill-Mannered Media who's been on point. You know, with the visuals. If you look at the visuals, that's been crazy. The artwork in the back of Slick. That is a group of artists. That's incredible, you know. So, you know, and then now you know they have a band that's with them too. That's incredible. So they band is off the chain. You know, I'm gonna get them on here so they can talk about that whole dynamic. They'll perform live with them on March 6th also at Hugh's Hangar. So if you're out there and you in Houston or you're in Dallas, you're anywhere close, if you want to fly in, March 6th at Hugh's Hangar, and you know it goes hard. So it's an incredible place. The venue actually was owned by what's my man's name from Aviator, Howard Hughes. It was owned by him, And you know, the people that came in and took over this hangar created this dynamic venue, restaurant and venue. So yes, yeah, it's gonna be cool. Now I just opened up something that's pretty clever myself, with my colleague and good friend, business partners, Stacy Lewis. She's from Chicago. She is incredible lady. We open up a venue called Center Stage. Okay. And Center Stage is it's art. Huh?
What goes on at Center Stage?
It's an art gallery / event center, and then in the daytime it's a business lounge.
Okay.
So we like a Starbucks on steroids.
Okay, so y'all take submissions. You know, I got a few pieces I wouldn't mind donating.
You know, I'm only telling you this because I need your art. I was gonna surprise you on the show. I'm surprising you. You know, we gonna get your art in the gallery. I'm gonna have you. I'm gonna come bring you down. I'm gonna feature you. I'm gonna do a book signing with you. You know what I mean? This is what friends do. And I got you. I'm gonna have a bunch of people there. The gallery is popping. We'll be on TV next week. The whole thing. It's a big item in Sugar Land, Texas. If you know anything about Sugar Land, we go hard and we do it big.
Yeah, I actually have a live there who will be like, "You gonna come to Sugar Land and not see me?"
Like, well, we gonna make sure you see her.
I'm gonna see my auntie Brenda shouting you out, even though you ain't listening.
And you know, you'll stay at my crib. We got plenty of room. You ain't no hotels where we from. Yeah, I mean, we're you know, in our friendship, you're gonna stay at the crib and we're gonna come out and make it happen in Houston, Texas.
Why are you trying to make me cry on the air?
I'm just saying, dog. You my guy. Like, we've been doing this for a long time. Y'all don't know, like, friendship is everything. So, you know, take it and ride with your people forever, you know. That's how you do.
All right, that's it. I'm retiring, and I'm just going to go live in Sugar Land.
We out here, baby. Let's go. Let's go.
All right. And so, well, you know, we get down toward the end here. And I would be remiss if I didn't, because it's Black History Month, and I'm feeling real black, even though I've been black all year. And I would be remiss if I did not do my Stop Snitching movement a few hundred years too late. You don't mind if I do that, do you, P?
Oh, go ahead.
All right. Well, on that note, you know, my Stop Snitching movement a few hundred years too late comes from the fact that, you know, we got a lot of people who talk about stop snitching. But I'm like, where was this at when the real snitching was going on? Like, for example, in 1822, Denmark Vesey, a free man who decided that slavery was just too horrible and set out to liberate the slaves of South Carolina, even though he was a free man who had his own business and was doing quite well for himself. So he could have just stayed on the sideline and been all good. What happens, though? Even in 1822, Denmark Vesey, he knew about sellout house Negroes and was instructing everybody who was involved in his liberation movement not to tell them. But, of course, as you know, sellout house Negroes, they're like rats. They like hide in the corner. You can't really see them till it's too late. Then they just scurried off, and they told. And, you know, instead of having a liberation of the South Carolina slaves, Denmark Vesey and his conspirators were caught and hung, all so that some sellout Negroes could get some hog balls to go along with the hog balls they was already getting.
I need to give a couple shout outs, man, real quick, to my boy DJ Cruz. My boy DJ Cruz, we going hard. He also is one of our business partners. He's real live, man. Just did a stint with Matthew Knows for about 3 years, and now we on deck. He's a part of Center Stage. For those of you out there, we also do performances and stuff there too. So. And Cruz is a major part in the whole marketing scheme.
Real quick,
dynamic. Yeah, we all partners.
We got like 40 seconds left. Tell them where tell them where we can find you at if we want to look you up on the internet.
Oh,
just if we're not hanging out in Sugarland.
Yeah, you want to go to you can go to centerstage.com or centerstage events in Houston. And it'll pull us up and who we are, what we do, how we get down. Go to the HughLife.com and make sure you order your Hugh Life shirts and all that. The HughLife.com, CenterStage.com, CenterStage Events.
All right.
You know, we're doing it.
All right. And on that note, for Miss Drama and my homie P the Spaceman, y'all know this is another Smooth Drama production, and we going to Sugar Land. We out. Peace.
Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drummer. Smooth.